This took place in the mid-17th century, when many people from Cerdanya, terrorised by a possible monster, did not dare go to the forest to look for firewood, to pick wild mushrooms, or even to go hunting. There were many people who stated they had seen it, and others who believed it, having heard about it from the former. One fine day, a man from Pujsurda needed to go and cut some firewood and decided to go to the first pine trees in Saltegat, taking his son with him to act as a lookout outside the forest and warn him in case of danger. They hadn't been there for long when suddenly a noise like a howl was heard. The good man ran as fast as he could to the place his son was supposed to be. He wasn't there. He was quite a bit further on with a strange being, a terrible monster. He called him anxiously, but the child replied that it was a good creature. Without listening to him, and besides himself with worry, the father took the shotgun he was carrying to deal with the beast, which, after a loud howl, disappeared into the forest. On reaching the town, having given his son a real telling off, and having shut him in a room at home, he went straight out to tell his friends and the vigur, who at the time was the highest authority in the region. "We've had enough of this story that has all the people in Cerdanya terrified," he thought. Therefore, he decided to carry out an intense flushing out in the area in which the monster had appeared. Meanwhile, at home, the child kept telling his mother that the being was not evil. Nevertheless, the group that had gone out to look for it managed to capture it alive, at a great cost in terms of fear and effort, and took it to the prison. On hearing this, the child cried inconsolably. The following day, when the creature was put on show in a cage and chained up in the town square, the young lad quickly got away and went to see it. He slipped through the crowd and moved to the front of the circle that had been created at a prudent distance set by the soldiers. In one agile movement, he got nearer to it. Everyone cried out in fear, but nobody dared to get closer to it. The creature stopped bellowing and gave him one of his hands. Instinctively, some other young lads did the same thing. The monster understood the innocence and warmth from the children. When one of the children's fathers came closer to move his child away, it once again made a loud, unfriendly howl. It sensed there was no love in him. In 2 days, the whole village and the whole of Cerdanya did nothing but talk about the monster, and almost all of the people from Cerdanya went to Pujsurda to see it before the authorities sent it to the royal court, as was being commented. Those affectionate young lads, however, were delighted to discover that this being, Keresetkaps, had managed to escape. Inside, they knew that they would see it again in the countryside around Cerdanya, playing with them and frightening or driving away those who had a heavy heart, the true monsters.